Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, it is Dom time. Happy New Year's Eve. We'll be on tomorrow. We'll officially say Happy New Year. But it's the same story as yesterday, even more magnified. You know what the big story is. We have a lot of sound around it, particularly CNN. They are not going to let, and let's talk big picture. It's not just about what's happening across the country. It's not just what's happening in Somaliland in Minnesota, but now in Ohio, somewhat in Massachusetts. People, I'm told, are investigating various daycare / home health care services right here in Philadelphia. I don't know about Somali association with that. But the bottom line is this. The bigger picture is, particularly CBS on this, and we're going to see what the new head of the news there has, is Barry Weiss. They had a reporter out there standing in front of one of the daycare and saying, no fraud here. What is this guy talking about? They're in the suppression business. They're not just not covering it. They're trying to suppress. And I'm looking at a tweet. And if so, this is good news. There is a movement to crowdfund, and I think they're looking for big donors too, what they're calling citizen journalists by the hundreds across the country. They're mad that this has taken off with Nick Shirley. Now, why is it taken off now? And they're also saying, yes, Republicans helped him. Yes, they did. They gave him the information. They're also saying, who is this guy that he thinks he can just go and knock on daycare doors and all the rest of it? Well, that's a crime. One guy, Politico, suggested under Stand Your Ground laws he could be shot. That guy's being investigated now by the Department of Justice for that kind of threat. Maybe toward ICE also. So why is all this happening? My buddy Scott Presler has been going back and forth with me. He's going to be on again Monday at 2 o'clock, back to his regular time. And Scott has been making a case over the holidays, even though he's been, you know, recovering, I mean, was grueling what he went through, that this is why voter registration nonsense and voter laws and cheating can happen so easily in Minnesota. He'll be on Monday, too. I let it go to the, you know, the new thing kicks in with them. I want to get him back at his regular time so you can hear him. People have been missing him, asking me about him. He's fine. Everything's going well. and he'll be with us on Monday to lay that out. So as I said, this is just bigger. Now, child care payments have been frozen. Here is the deputy in charge of that. This is Cut 14, Henry. The Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary talking about why Minnesota Child Care Services funding he can't tell if it's statewide or not. Well, let's play it. Here's Cut 14 explaining.
Hello, I'm HHS Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill. I'm here with Assistant Secretary Alex Adams. Alex oversees the Administration for Children and Families. Intrepid journalists have made shocking and credible allegations of extensive fraud in Minnesota's child care programs. We believe the state of Minnesota has allowed scammers and fake daycares to siphon millions of taxpayer dollars over the past decade.
My office, ACF, provides Minnesota $185 million in child care funds each year. That money should be helping 19,000 American children, including toddlers and infants. Any dollar stolen by fraudsters is stolen from those children. Yesterday, I spoke directly with the director of the Minnesota Child Care Services office. She could not tell me with confidence whether those allegations of fraud are isolated or whether there's fraud stretching statewide.
Today, we have taken three direct actions against the blatant fraud that seems to be rampant in Minnesota. First, I have activated our Defend the Spend system for all ACF child care payments across America. Starting today, we require a justification, receipt, or photo evidence before we make a payment. Second, I have just signed and sent a demand letter to Governor Walz. I required a full 360 review of these centers. This includes attendance records, licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections.
And third, we've launched a dedicated fraud reporting hotline and email address at childcare.gov. Whether you're a parent, a provider, a member of the public, we want to hear from you. Let me be crystal clear. ACF expects every state to uphold the highest standards of oversight, monitoring, and accountability for federal dollars. Minnesota is no exception.
We're committed to holding bad actors accountable. Regardless of rank or office, anyone who's involved in perpetrating this fraud against the American people should expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
All right, there
produced
you go.
By the U.S. Department.
Now, let's add to this, and we started to kind of peel it away yesterday. The other big picture is we voted for this type of stuff. I think Mike Opelka may have said it or sent it to me too, and we both were saying it yesterday when he was filling in for Rich. We voted for this, but we also voted now. There have to be people that are indicted. There have to be elected officials that are indicted. Otherwise, it's going to depress Republican voters again, saying, you talk big, we see this exposure. I mean, I could go fly there today and argue the case, and I think I might be dragged out, but it'd be passionate legally. Imagine these fraudsters with phony autism claims, given how difficult societally it is to deal with autism. Imagine that. That's what they were up to. And I'd put their families in jail that took the money, kick them out, every single one of them. If it's 5,000, if it's 10,000, whatever it is, get the planes ready, get them out of here, denaturalize them, do whatever you have to do, get them out. Plus, the elected officials either have to be indicted, resign, or ultimately found guilty from Walz on down. And yes, Republicans did help with this. Why would they not? You have Abby Phillip over at CNN. Scott Jennings last night, it was particularly wild, asking, who is this? Who are these people? Why do they think they can be going and knocking on doors and all the rest of it? Well, these are citizen journalists. This is Cut 6, Henry. Here is Nick Shirley revealing now the threats that he's facing after exposing these hundreds of millions in fraud.
They're so mad. The Somalians are so mad. Because can you imagine, for years you're at the dinner table talking to you with your family about how everything's good. Oh, we don't need to worry because the government and whatnot. I mean, 81% of these people are on welfare. But on top of that, they're collecting millions of dollars for these companies. Tax exempt, by the way, especially the daycares. So can you imagine how mad they are now? Like, that's why they're right now, there's people are so upset. Like, there's like bounties on me here in Minnesota because people are so upset as far as the fraud that's being exposed, because they know their time's up and they know everyone's just sick and tired of this happening inside their own state and across America.
What have some of those threats been?
Yeah, there was apparently like a bolo that they used. That's the word that some people told me it was on me. And I can't reveal too much because I don't want to reveal. But like, yeah, very lots of messages, death threats, obviously, on social media. And then it's just not the most safe thing for me to be moving around freely right now.
I think that's fair. I mean,
all right, couple of smaller things to think about today during the show. I'll give you the side question. No prize today, but a side question coming up. One, it's New Year's Eve, well, the day of it, and there are tons of superstitions or things people do. I told Sean after he wished me a Happy New Year today, bro has a thing about giving grapes to people. I forget exactly the significance of that. Grapes.
12 grapes under the table in a minute.
And that means what?
It brings good luck for the year.
Reason?
No idea.
No idea. Okay, that's fine. If you have one of those, something you do, like who can be, I've seen several, who can be the first one to enter your house in the new year?
Like there was always one like from Everybody Hates Chris where like first man in the house in the new year should be holding $20, you know.
Ah, it
brings
okay.
good luck and fortune.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. The grapes, another one. So you can hit us with that. And I did a little research because shocking me, and Henry said, yeah, he's hasn't done this. I'm not sure he has an answer today if he's going to do it. But Easy Pass comes down yesterday, another attack on cash. They don't like it now. They come up with their fancy schmancy Atlantic City Expressway. It's going to cost you the 39 or 40 miles when you get on around. Well, it's above Camden, headed to the shore to Cape May. $14, around $14, plus they're raising the rates 3% more. Now, Henry, it says, and I don't think this is the case based upon the traffic jams I see, that only 11% of people using the Atlantic City Expressway, they say, don't have Easy Pass. I think it's higher.
You think? I would think it'd be around that percentage.
11?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
then those traffic jams at the $3 toll or whatever it is there, you know, it backs up every summer.
It does.
Not huge,
totally.
But yeah, you're seeing it. Yeah. Only 11%. So are you going to capitulate? You're holding out.
I'm going to hold out.
All right. And it's under the big government umbrella here, that the tracking type of thing. Okay, but $14, yeah, they're trying to force people to comply. Nobody speaks up for cash out there, or, you know, you don't want to be seen, you don't want to be tracked by anybody. Isn't there an alternative for you? At least a few stations where you can pay the toll? Nope, we don't want that. This is their grand plan, and I think they call them gurneys or something like that are going to be set up. They know when you get on, when you got off, and everything else. Now, I don't think this is the one controlled by the Red Chinese Communist Party. I think that's the Jersey Turnpike. So, you know, we can crack down going to the shore on people who, for whatever reason, don't want to have Easy Pass, but we can allow companies affiliated with the Communist Chinese Party, who are scaring the world out of Taiwan over the last week, yeah, they can be in charge of our Easy Pass and all those systems. Just think of the arrogance of this, but it's Jersey. All right, the side today. The AP came out with their biggest photos of 2025, and they were... Look, they were on the scene. I'll give them credit. They were around the world. I didn't see anything compelling, though, that was like, wow, emotional or funny or something. I can't believe that shot. The two highlights I saw were the California fires, the intensity of this. They did capture it in several photos. And Trump with Putin, red carpet, that kind of thing. All right. So I thought we had to talk today. Give us that all-time picture, that all-time photograph is what we're looking for. Now, you know, to me, you cannot beat, I'll take it off anyhow, though. You know what it is, the kiss. There's even a statue in Sarasota, Florida. Now, in recent years, the kiss is under fire, of course. It was sexual harassment or whatever. No, it was sweet. It was beautiful. And by the way, she wasn't a nurse. You talk about back in the day, that's how a dental hygienist dressed. She looks like a nurse. I don't even think a nurse looks that antiseptic.
Yeah, seriously.
But she was a dental hygienist. And he was just a guy celebrating in uniform, walking around Times Square. I think it was Victory in Europe Day. It wasn't even VJ Day yet. So, you know, it wasn't even the finality of it, but it captured it. Why that of all time? The other one I'll take is the newest edition. When Trump was shot, I don't think the photo of him thinking a bee stung him or something hitting the side of his face as he goes down. I think it's the fight, fight, fight thing. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not believing being shot is why he won the election. I'm not in that camp that suddenly it turned around. I don't see that. I think it got a bit underplayed in all that. But that was an iconic shot. I think the guy won awards, a couple of them, that did it. All right, Henry, what's your photo?
Yeah, I got two here. So I'll take a Philly sports photo off. Okay. I feel like a lot of good Philly sports photos to take off. But the one I'm going to take on today, is the step over, the iconic Allen Iverson step over Tyronn Lue in game one.
Shouldn't have let him do it. Should have dumped him right there.
Oh, yeah. But it created an iconic photo where you have Allen Iverson stepping down, looking at Tyronn Lue like, you can't guard me. You can't touch me. Get off me. Yep. And, you know, obviously the Sixers won that game and lost the series. But, I mean, it created an iconic moment that still lives within NBA lore today. Yeah. The other one I'm going to take off the board is a bit outside the box, I'd say. You know, in an effort to, I don't know, stay up to date on the internet, a lot of people will look at stock photos in order to create memes. And I'd say one stock photo that went very viral a few years back was the depiction of a man turning around looking at a girl walking by while holding hands with his girlfriend. And it became a reaction meme of sorts where, you know, the girl walking by is the new shiny thing.
And usually it's conservatives that do this, and she's the conservative, and the other one's the Democrat.
Sure, and that's what it became. It became a compare and contrast.
Where you're looking at the other side use that.
Yeah,
no.
So it becomes a compare and contrast.
That's a
like you're looking
one.
At the new one, and the old one's kind of looking at you like, hey, what the heck?
But exactly.
That photo has been passed around for, I feel like, at least 10 years now. So I feel like
that brings
going,
in the internet memes. It brings in a whole bunch of images. Yeah, but that is done. Was it 10 years ago?
I spitballing on that. It's probably a little more recent than
I think it's more recent. I haven't seen the left. Use that one. It's mainly a conservative film. Mike Opelka must use it on his daily thing like five times a week. Yeah, definitely. All right, Sean, how about yours?
So the two that sort of came to mind were the assassination of Inijiro Asanuma. He was a Japanese socialist politician in the 60s who was stabbed to death on live television. And then the other one was the picture of the napalm girl, who I don't think needs any introduction.
Vietnam vintage, all times, without a doubt. There's several brutal Vietnam ones. I won't take the other one off, but that's,
Well, that just reminded me I have to take off Bud Dwyer.
I was thinking about him. I was thinking about him.
Okay, Bud Dwyer this year has elevated because of this. We don't do Trump, we don't do the Bible, and we don't do Bud Dwyer.
The assassination just got me. Yeah. About that. It's like the picture of him and the gun with his mouth.
Well, the guy going, no, bud, no.
Yeah.
And it's a manila envelope. He takes it out of treasure. He was a job that Stacey Garrity has. I mean, you know.
Jeez.
My God.
I mean, Christine Chubbuck beat him to it.
Yeah, and it was a snowy day, so more kids saw it because I think they were home. And Channel 6 was huge then, huge now, is where I saw it. And it was like, what the heck? They didn't show it after that. Some of the others still show it.
Yeah.
Gosh. That is Bud Dwyer all time. And that's got to be 35 years. Could it be more?
At least.
Maybe 40. All righty. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So why such a big stir out of what's happening in Minnesota? I gave you some of the big reasons, even bigger than just the fraud. The media really does not like this. Are we going to see more citizen journalists? Think Frankie Scales and his buddy Ian. They're out there bird-dogging, as I saw on their Twitter, some of these that look to be shady. If you have a daycare center and there are no windows, right there, that might be a giveaway. That might be a problematic sort of thing.
I don't know, because there is a daycare by me that I do see kids go in and out of, so it is legit. But they don't have windows just as like a privacy thing. I guess.
I don't even know if that's legal. I think you have to.
I mean,
there are
windows, but they're blocked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I think there's got to be something there, ventilation wise.
Yeah.
We can't be in a fortress.
No, it can't be in like a warehouse.
Yeah. That's
some of these are very.
Yeah. These kids are running forklifts. What do you mean? It's all right. And now in Ohio, it's just as big, if not bigger. And Massachusetts kicking in. Will Philadelphia kick in? Not Somalis, but some other fraudulent groups. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. We'll talk with Harry Hurley. We're going to talk with the Reverend Joshua Robertson, who really is a key player in the race for governor. And we'll explain. He's on today. Kind of a look back of the stories. And I'll be on tomorrow, so we have predictions, too. I have some for the new year. That won't be the side tomorrow. I got that already. But all-time photo coming off what we've seen play out here. By the way, the photo of Nick Shirley in front of the Luring Center. And by the way, that company, that daycare, they misspelled the avenue that they're on. They have it stenciled on their door, and it's misspelled. There's a letter missing. Yep. Is that a sign of fraud? It might be something to
not
take a look
at. Not doing
a
whole lot of learning there. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly. Learning. Yeah, the quality learning. 855-839.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
That's right. Let's keep it alive with the Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. The headline, turning off the money spigot, And I voted for this. And I think most people did. But that's not enough. And I told you yesterday, I didn't get anybody. I think they're on board with me. I don't have a lot of faith in Kash Patel on this. He wasn't on top of this. It's been out there. Now they're apparently swarming there. Well, we want to see some indictments of public officials that are elected one way or the other. And a lot more pressure on Walz. That's what people want out of this, rather than a big blow up. This guy discovers all this. The media pushes back. And then we move on to the next crisis. Nope. This is, of course, the charges of racism that the child care money's been held up. You heard the cut we played you. The head, the deputy secretary at HHS said they can't assure us this isn't statewide. It's probably going on around the country, not just Somalis, but a whole lot of it. The media is sicking on that, saying, what about this other fraud? Good. Let's put them in jail, too. What it comes down to, will most of it be in big blue cities? Yes. That's exactly right. That's what we're talking about. All right, you heard our, I think there were six worthy photos today, including Henry's, the social media thing, I think, adds another dimension to it. I just can never get past the kiss, though. Maybe because I know how many attacks it experiences now. And I'd love to have that statue here in Philadelphia, out of Sarasota, Florida. Good for that town. I'm not sure if any photo's been made into a statue that's that prominent, but a photo, a still that's brilliantly done, like the Trump one there on the spot. And, you know, the art to capture the emotion that comes through the photo. It's genius. And some of these are just brilliant. Several of them are on Twitter that might be a bit older now, but, you know, they are still very relevant. All right, let's go to Andrew, Cranberry, New Jersey, site of the family farm over development fight. Hey, Andrew.
Oh,
happy,
yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir. Good to talk to you. My nomination for photo of the year is probably the Lee Harvey Oswald assassination at the jail.
Which part of the photo? Because I've looked at that photo easily 1,000 times, and I have a particular part of it that got, which part of it? Why that?
Where the gun is put into his ribs while the sheriff is waiting.
Yeah, these two dumb guys in cowboy hats standing there.
Yeah.
Instead of blocking people, and you know that Ruby was well-known by the cops, was very friendly with them. That's why they let him hang out in there with the media fully armed.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't write it.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I have a second one.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, you get one, but we won't. Go ahead. Tell us your second one, Andrew.
The second one is the photo of Roger Bannister breaking the four-minute mile.
Yeah, absolutely. When he did it, then people started. That's one of the greatest accomplishments ever, and people saying couldn't be done. I think the guy, the first time they did the Fosbury flop, there's a photo of the people around the high jump pit, and they're kind of looking like, wait a minute, I don't know if that's legal. Wonder if there's a photo the first time the Eagles did the tush push of some idiot screaming, that's not legal. Probably.
Yeah, some coach pointing them.
Yeah, right, running out there, you can't do that. But the Fosbury flop, I didn't see the first one, but I did see it subsequently. It was genius. It's essentially jumping backwards, and apparently it moves body parts out of the way of hitting the bar, and Dick Fosbury just was unbelievable with it. Okay, that's a good one, though, the Lee Harvey Oswald photo. Those guys, the look of surprise, these two big cops with cowboy hats on, standing there allowing Lee Harvey Oswald to be in front of hundreds of people. We're taking him out over the loading dock, not blocking it out at all. Do I think they wanted him to get killed? I don't think those two. I just think they were clueless. And Ruby had an inn. He was a strip club owner and mobbed up, apparently, and did hate Oswald. It may have been dying of cancer and known it. Or maybe he wanted to take him out so that Oswald couldn't talk. You know, the argument he was a patsy. I think Oswald did it. But it is stunning. And again, did people see that in real time? Yes. They saw it coming back from church or whatever. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, 10:30, I guess, live on TV. No, bud, no. You're watching this, and these two cops just standing there frozen as he runs up an inch away and shoots them.
Conspiratorial.
Well, it is.
They were chosen to be there because they knew they'd be incompetent.
You know what? That they had dope. Yeah, let's put the two dopes out there. They won't do anything. A guy comes running up with a gun, lunges, and sticks it right in there. Andrew in Chestnut Hill. Hey, Andrew. Afternoon to you.
Hey, Don. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Great.
All the best to you and the kid, Henry.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch on the whole thing in Minnesota. I think this is a gift for Trump and the Republicans that can keep on giving. If come the end of the summer, you can lay it out. All these cities where this was taking place, and that's a tangible number. And that is what people voted for. Like,
yes, we voted to stop
paying
this
taxes
indictment.
Is part of your duty.
Right. And Andrew, my theory on this and the trans thing is this. We know it's potent politically. We also know it doesn't get solved overnight. And the more it drags on, the more juice we get out of it for the midterms.
Oh, without a doubt. Stretch it out all summer.
The night before the election, we're taking walls off in handcuffs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have a photo?
You know what? From the moon landing, I forget which astronaut it was, but the American flag's in the background. I think that's something, really showed American power in that day and age.
Neil Armstrong, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me take one more, then Harry Hurley is here. I want to get Mark in. Now, Mark, this one has been argued about, but I love it. What's yours?
So it's probably the only thing I'm afraid of in life is heights and the picture with the iron workers eating lunch on a beam.
Yes.
Like, it's the men of men who built this country.
It's
amazing.
Iconic. Yeah. And it's been disputed. I don't know if they photoshopped it. I forget what they said they did with it. I think they posed them. Still, they're still for a moment eating lunch up there, 50 stories up, sitting on a beam. And a bunch of them, not just one guy. And how do they, everybody slide down, get off the beam now?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Talk about
it. My hands are getting clammy just thinking about it.
Well, mine is a man on a wire. You know, they surreptitiously put the wire between the two twin towers, and that guy walks up there, I believe, for an hour.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
That is, I forget the distance. And 100,000 people were in the street. Apparently, some of them were screaming that he was going to fall. But, my God, that is. I don't think you go on a wire after that. You do that once. That's got to be it.
No.
All right.
You got to get up yourself after that. Start doing it from, space next time.
Our buddy Harry Hurley from the Jersey Shore. A lot of stuff that happened in New Jersey, but going forward, going to happen in the next day or so. We'll get his story on all that and maybe some hidden stories. Keep them coming. All-time photo coming off this whole deal that we've been talking about today with the AP photos of the year, which. Maybe it wasn't a big year, but the Trump photo is the one of recent. If you have a very recent, last 10 years, that would be great. One that you think deserves it. Oh, I'll give you one that's Philadelphia lore. Frank Rizzo walking around in a tuxedo at the Tasker Homes. I grew up not too far from there with a nightstick in his cummerbund. Giant cummerbund that was red. Yeah. He had come from a formal affair. And he borrowed a nightstick, and he's walking around with it in a cummerbund. Now, if you can't elect that guy mayor, if you run against that guy for mayor, you got a tough time. The genius of the photo of that was just, who does that?
Yeah, seriously, who does that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, most guys would have taken it and walked around with it or something. Sticking it in the cummerbund, giant close-up of it, yeah. 855-839-1210.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Got a great side question today. Coming off the AP Photos of the Year, which, you know, it was kind of a down year, I'll say that. But I am pretty upset, too, swiveling into New Jersey for people like Henry and just in general. To force people to pay $14 to get on the Atlantic City Expressway to get to Cape May. I mean, on the way to Cape May now, it's like you got to be working, you know, minimum wage in Jersey for an hour at least in order to do that. And it was just sprung upon us. Let's see what Harry Hurley, the man who runs the Jersey Shore, Harry Hurley in the morning, WPG Talk Radio, our friend here on Talk Radio 1210. Happy New Year, Harry. Thanks for joining
us. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Great topic. I wrote about it at length. I've been speaking about it a lot on our program because it is outrageous. Number one, if you're going to do something so incredibly draconian, so radical, you got to let people know about it. I mean, I think my article let more people know about it than they even intended to let know about it. And if you're coming from somewhere else, like, we'll figure it out here in the area, but that's going to be everybody that's coming into Atlantic City. And they're not taking Route 30 or some other back road. You know, they want the comfort and they don't mind paying, you know, the tolls, which are too high to begin with. But now if you don't have Easy Pass, 100% surcharge and other administrative charges on top of that, it's outrageous.
Where do we find it, Harry? You're writing not just on that, but a whole bunch of things, Jersey, National, Trump. Where do we find it?
Well, thank you, my friend. WPGTalkRadio.com.
Who's the architect of this? It's just the usual forces that want to continue taxation. And Harry, wherever we go, cash is under fire. I mean, I admit Easy Pass is not that hard to do and all, but Henry, my producer, objects. He doesn't want people tracking him, you know, as he's out there. He's getting guests for the show. I don't want that to be tracked. You might steal him then. You got trackers out
well,
there.
And listen, Henry is not seeing black helicopters in the sky. The day will come where they say, look, you were in Hamilton and you paid the toll.
Right.
And then you paid the toll in Atlantic City. And we know now you were going X miles an hour because that's, you know, it's math.
Right. Yep.
And they're going to start to send tickets. It's going to happen. So the tracking is reasonable to be opposed. Now, the whole thing was a trick because if you signed up in the beginning, you got a very comfortable, nice discount.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, we got you, suckers. The discount is gone. Now it's, hey, you're even more suckers. If you don't have it, now you pay twice as much. It's really terrible. And to go back, not to go too deep into the weeds, but a legendary senator by the name of Frank Hap Farley, created the expressway through his sheer personality. The deal with the people was as soon as the cost of building this road from Philadelphia to Atlantic City is paid for, the tolls come off.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. The joke was on us.
Yes, exactly. And this is the same outfit, though, that's fine with a company affiliated with the Red Chinese gets to monitor or run Easy Pass on the turnpike.
Yeah, and look, even the Atlantic City Expressway, look where these bills come from. They're coming from Texas
right.
and other states. I mean, it's crazy. And don't even get me started, Dom, on this gas tax that they suckered. It was like a 52-48% referendum vote. I did everything I could to try to get the word out that you are voting for increases on your gas for the rest of eternity. People thought it was like a one-shot deal. Hey, we got a problem in the transportation trust fund. Can you help us out?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how these questions are worded. You can't even understand them. Then the interpretation statement is even more confusing than the question itself. And we have another gas tax increase going into effect tomorrow, which takes New Jersey from third lowest in the country just a few years ago to fifth highest in the country.
We still have you beaten, though, thanks to Republicans here. And I did everything I could, including five or six of them we kicked out of office, and they still did it.
Yeah, Chris Christie gave us this tax.
Exactly.
Shame on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Shame on him.
Let's swivel to your other real portfolio here. Working for President Trump, really keen analysis of him. Where do you think where Trump is right now at this point in time? Does he seem to be in command of doing exactly what he wants? Is there something a little bit amiss that he's got to straighten out?
The perception is that something is amiss. That's going to have to be dealt with because perception is reality unless you can overcome it. He's accomplishing so much. If you look at the 11-month record, a completely sealed border, gas that's now in New Jersey, like about $2.85. I mean, we know where it was before. Even with our high gas tax, it would even be lower. You look at everything that he has done. The record is great. GDP 4.3%, inflation 2.7%. You look at everything that's going on. However, go poll the people. 90% of Democrats will tell you it's terrible, and we know what they're all about. But it's about 90% of independents are saying that it's not good. So the midterms are going to go to the Democrats unless we can turn this thing around. And I mean, just change the perception.
Exactly.
People have to believe, though. You can't make someone, if they just paid $10 for a 4-ounce filet mignon at a big box store that used to cost $5, you can't tell them to feel good. So the disconnect is partly perception and part the high prices still remain. So they're only going up 2.7% and not 9.2%, but they're still going up and people want prices to come down. And I don't think they're going to say yes to how do you feel until, and I know that sounds like a soppy question, but that's going to determine who has the House of Representatives.
I agree. And it's given the Democrats something. They really have nothing. They're the architects of making things unaffordable. But for the next 6 months, they could ride the hatred of Trump that they have and affordability. That's enough period of time to ride it. We can snatch affordability back. You're right, Harry. And I'm so glad the two of us can say this because some people in talk radio, well, that seems too touchy-feely. It is a perceptual reality that people are feeling unaffordable.
And that is the truth. And if some people get, you know, want to throw up in their mouth about it, then whatever. But we tell the truth. And I know you tell the truth when it's Dom time. Here's what I know. I know that starting tomorrow, because the legislators left without getting it resolved, and the party that's in the majority is going to be blamed, and that's the Republicans, when your premium for your health care, which stinks and really is only catastrophic care, it's not even health care anymore. So you need to get cancer or need a heart transplant before you can pay your $20,000 deductible. It's absolutely out of control. But right now you're paying $888, and starting tomorrow, you're going to be paying $1,900. And guess what, Dom? Guess who gets blamed for that?
Republicans, absolutely. The media will go down that, even though we know the whole trail on this thing. Harry, you know, on the other side, though, they can't control themselves. Jersey, apparently, is one of the states that is going to attack people. The no tax on tips federally will go through. But the state, New York has said it, and Jersey has said it, they're going to still tax on tips and tax on overtime.
Yeah, and that's terrible. Look, we had an election, and you got to give it to Mikey Sherrill. She got 600,000 more votes than any man or woman who has ever run in New Jersey. I can't understand it, but I accept it. It really happened.
Harry, let me interrupt, though. You're such a good friend with Jack. Without confidences, they're just back channel. I tried to reach him, too, and just salute him, and I hope he knows deep down. I think he ran a great race by anything that I could imagine. My own experience with him up close, your validity on this. This was about Trump. This was about going after Trump. And the media let her say she was going to make electricity, et cetera, affordable on day one.
Yes.
And that was
it. And support policies that would make it more expensive.
How's he feel? Does he have a sense of all that?
I have spoken to Jack.
Okay.
And he has not spoken to many people. I have spoken to him. He really wanted to be governor, but not because he wanted power and all this. He wanted to do a good job.
Exactly.
He wanted to bring energy prices back. He wanted to take sanctuary cities and all of this nonsense out of New Jersey. He spent 10 years trying to get the job. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If you told him that he was going to get the amount of votes that he got, he would have told you that he won the election.
Yeah.
He got the second most votes in the history of New Jersey.
It's amazing.
It's just nobody expected the Democrat and the independent-leaning voters that leaned Democrat this time. It goes to show you, people say you better vote for something and not against something. The hatred of Trump by his opponents, it's visceral, Dom. They came out. They were voting against Trump. And the problem is, when Trump's on the ballot, it's great. It's good news. When he's not on the ballot, you get all the bad stuff and none of the good Trump. It's really a double whammy.
I agree. And it's the people he brings out are only going to do it when he's on the ballot. Now, I think it's smart, though. Susie Wiles seems to be the quarterback of this. They're going to run as if Trump is on the ballot. They're going to nationalize it.
They need to do that.
But they have to really drill that. And he's got to speak directly to those voters. And he's got to be blunt and say, if you don't vote, I have no time for you. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's a couple things, Dom, that we need to keep our eye on. When the Supreme Court, and this might be July, but when the Supreme Court comes out with that 14th Amendment, natural born citizen determination, that could mean 10 seats in the House for Republicans if they side, because I don't think it was ever the intention. This was when Lincoln was in office and African-Americans were not given a full citizenship. This was not that if somebody comes here into this country illegally, has a child, that child is a natural born American and her parents and grandparents and everybody else in the family get to come here to this country. That's not how that should be interpreted, but that's how it is being interpreted now. The Supreme Court could change all that, and that could be a big part in this election. Also, does Gavin Newsom get away with his change in California, because that will take five seats. New York, with some of the people, Stefanik and others not running, that may take seats. Because, you know, Republicans in those seats, that's not an automatic Republican win. It's those unique candidates, Lawler, Stefanik, people like that. You take them out of play, Democrats can easily win those seats. So this midterm, which if history, if passes prologue, it usually is, would go to the Democrats just by breathing air. You take all these other factors, health care and all this other stuff, you know, the metrics that are at play. This is very much in doubt at this time.
Absolutely. I've been waiting all day. Parting question two for you, Harry. With what we see in Minnesota, and I'm not talking Somalis here, in Atlantic City, can Atlantic City, do you think, rival them when it comes to fraudulent behavior?
No. Atlantic City would be like Oz compared to Minnesota, Minneapolis, and such.
Yeah.
You know, I called. I worked nationally yesterday for Fox News. Had a great time. And I called the Quality Learning Center. Did you hear me, Dom?
Yep.
Not Learning Center. The Learning Center got a bogus message that said I could leave a message, but then it said the mailbox is full, and then it hangs up on you. They've gotten millions of dollars at the Learning Center.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Harry, next time you're on nationally, too, check it. They're on the wrong avenue. They misspelled the avenue that they're on. On the door.
It's unbelievable. That's the Learning. So no shock.
It must be graduates of the Atlantic City or Philadelphia Public Schools. That's what I've
been
saying.
And by the way, who is Tim Walz? Tampon Tim is blaming President Trump.
Absolutely. Okay? Yes.
You can't make this stuff up.
Harry, have a great new year. Where do we find all things Harry Hurley, particularly that article you wrote and other subsequent articles?
Thanks so much, Dom. And I love being on your show. Happy New Year to you, my friend, to Roe, everybody in your family. HarryHurley.com, HarryHurley.net, HarryHurley.info, WPGTalkRadio.com, WPGTalkRadio, the app.
That seems like enough stuff to find Harry Hurley.
So.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.
Stay well.
Happy New Year. See you, Dom.
All right. DomGiordano.com, DomGiordano.org, DomGiordano, Giordano. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time photo. Does that make you feel better, Henry, that he was writing about this? They just dumped it at the 11th hour here.
Yeah.
Because they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Last day of the year, just out of the blue. I didn't know that was coming.
Somebody's putting up the good fight.
Oh, man. So hopefully, you did it last year when we were at the Farley doing the kickoff of Memorial Day. We usually have the guy on. That'll be an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be calm. Not going to. You can't go over the top rope with a guy. Just we can probe
chomp
a little
at
bit.
The bit here.
Yeah, exactly. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Happy New Year. We'll be saying that all day tomorrow, too. New Year's from the Dom Dome. It's always a very special experience. Well, I'm at home broadcasting. I got to make it sound that way. Are you on tomorrow, Henry, or are you R&R?
No, I'll be walking the streets.
Oh, you'll be at the parade?
I will.
Feel free to call in if you want to give us a report that... you know, is somewhat not inebriated.
Yeah, we'll see how many beverages I've had.
I'm surprised you're a parade watcher.
I'm usually not, but, you know, I live in the city, and I'm like,
why not? Yeah,
I feel like I've been doing New Year's Eve too hard for the last however many years, so why not do New Year's Day instead?
Yeah, I am not a fan of the Mummers Parade on the record.
I haven't been in probably over a decade, and I wasn't a fan then, so we'll see about this time.
You know, it's like all year, are we going to see the same thing again, the Macarena again? You know, and look, I get the idea. A couple times they've been on point, the satiric, the wenches, I guess, right? The people that do some kind of play on something.
Yeah.
But the time they had an older boy running down Broad Street with a priest chasing him. No, guys, not in a New Year's Day parade. The Krasner stuff has been, and the Jim Kenney stuff has been pretty good. And you never know. They set up all these boundaries, but then all of a sudden something.
It only takes one.
Yeah, one knucklehead, and then we're off on it. Yeah. Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk with the Reverend Joshua Robertson, who we had on the show. He's from Harrisburg. Wrote a piece the other day in the Washington Post that plays out into an incredibly important election, not just because who's the governor in Pennsylvania, because we don't want any more wind in the sails of the chameleon, the fake Josh Shapiro. And the Reverend wrote that he is blackwashing Shapiro, meaning, yeah, the Crown Act, you can't discriminate based upon hair, particularly for African Americans. But Josh Shapiro will not allow school choice of any magnitude to go through, and kids still suffer. Harrisburg schools, Philadelphia schools, the big, beautiful bill from President Trump and the Republicans is there. All he has to do is sign it, and magical things will happen for thousands of families across Pennsylvania for years. Won't say whether he'll do it or not. And he's in a dogfight with Stacey Garrity. All right, the Reverend's next, then your calls. All-time photo here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.